If you have your Bibles this morning, we should call your attention again to the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. I should read verses 41 through 43 again. The Bible reads, "Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." Supporting scripture 100, Psalms verse 2. And Galatians 6 and 9. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes, sir.
Come before his presence with singing.
Yes, Lord.
Galatians 6 and 9, a very familiar passage. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Serving the Lord will pay off.
After a while.
It doesn't matter what your last name is, what church you belong to, what denomination you are a part of. God is just one big God. And hallelujah, just all week long, we've been out in God's big backyard having a good time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you go to anything that has God involved, you ought to get something out of it. And whatever you get out of it, that means you ought to take that and share it with somebody else. There's somebody that didn't get a chance to come. So we need to share the goodness of the Lord. It's because of his goodness that he's allowed us another chance to come into this sanctuary to worship him. And we thank God not only for our children this week, but we thank God for all of our adults that attended God's big backyard. And we found out in God's big backyard, it taught us and reminded us that we are to serve God, and we must serve God all throughout the community and everywhere that we go. And the most important thing that I got out of the lessons this week is that we must learn to serve God beyond these sacred walls. We have a tendency to go home in the afternoons on Sunday afternoon and talk about what a good time we had in church. We have a tendency to call loved ones and let them know you missed something this morning. We had a good time. The Spirit of the Lord was moving in a mighty way, and I wish you could have been there. And that's good to share that good news. But we got to understand that it's more than just singing and praising and preaching in the church house. There comes a time you got to go out those doors and do what thus said the Lord. We realize that we enter to worship, but we leave to serve. And we got to serve all mankind. We can't have respect of persons. We got to learn how to treat everybody like somebody. We learn to serve throughout the community, our family, our friends, and even our neighbors. As we serve God, God is looking for faithful servants. And God want to bless those servants that are willing to do what thus said the Lord our God. As we celebrate today here, Stewardship's Day. It's a day where the faithful stewards that have been working in the vineyard, working in the harvest of God, get a chance to just let you know that we appreciate you and we thank God for all that you do. We know many times that it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice, but it's a privilege to be able to work for the Lord our God. We ought to be thankful that God has allowed us to be a part of his family. We ought to be thankful that God loved us so much. And we say it out of our mouths, but I wonder, do we really take it to heart how much Jesus has done for us? It's a wonderful thing to know that he died on the cross to save us from our sins. He was buried and got up on the third day. But do we really realize how important that is to us? We got to understand that it's not about us anymore. It's all about Jesus. And we're just glorifying God and thanking God for this another opportunity to just praise him. This is a day that David said on one occasion that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody may feel like I don't have anything to be glad about. I got problems on every hand. It seems like as soon as I get one thing worked out, I've already got something else to contend with. But this is still a day that the God has made. And if it's a day that God has made, then we can find something to rejoice about. We got something to be happy about. You may not have all the things that you need, but at least you have the thing that God would have you to have. We got to understand this morning that God is the supplier of all of our needs. And I don't know, I feel somewhat like David this morning when he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You ought to be glad to be in the house of God this morning. You ought to be glad to be amongst the living this morning. The Bible says, forsake not assembling ourselves together. Some of us like it's a burden to come together, but we ought to be glad to get together. Anybody ever heard the old saying that when all of God's children get together, what a time it was going to be. Well, I believe we are all of God's children in the house this morning. And if you want to have a good time, all you got to do is let go and let God. All you got to do is let God just come on in. And God is already in the building. I know he's in the building because I can feel him in my heart this morning. I can feel God, and I know God is everywhere that he needs to be. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. And come before his presence with singing. We're talking this morning about serving the Lord. And then the latter clause of that tells us that it will pay off after a while. Sometimes we look to get our pay on this side. But I want to inform you that nobody can pay you for what you do for God. They can give you a love offering. They can give you a pat on the back. They can congratulate you and say all kind of nice things about you. But that is not the pay that you are looking for. All of us has heard through the word of God that we want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Well, how can God say well done if we are not doing anything? We got to get in the business of doing something for God to be able to, when he look over the history of our life, when God look at that, God got to be able to see what you've done on this side of life. What have you contributed to help somebody along the way? And you got to understand that serving God is not a burden. Sometimes it gets a little hard. Sometimes the burden does get a little heavy, but God has a way of releasing you. God has a way of letting you just lay aside all of those things that are besetting you, are keeping you away from the Spirit of God. And that's why I thank God that when you once get in the house of God, now that you're in the house, David says, make a joyful noise. Well, we make a whole lot of noise in our own thing. And when we're over there, when we're at the ball game, and when we even at the family reunion, we have a whole lot of noise going on. Everybody's talking. Everybody's laughing. Everybody got a joke. Everybody remembers something that somebody else did. But I wonder what happened to the noise when we come into the house of God. Yeah, I wonder what happened to the people of God. Do we get laryngitis when we get in God's house? Do we have our quiet time when we get in God's house? Is it a fact that you use your inside voice in God's house? See, every now and then you need to let that inside voice go and just holler out to the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come to praise God. We come to thank God. He's the one that made a way out of no way. He's the one that keeps the family together. He's the one that leads and directs our very path. Anybody want to help me this morning? We come in here to praise God this morning. The Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness. Oh, look around at some of your neighbors. When you're happy, you ought to have a smile on your face. Anybody ever been going through hell and smile anyhow? That's what I'm talking about when you know you're going through something. But you can shake it off and say hallelujah anyhow. We got to have some anyhow praises. Don't just praise him when everything is going your way. Don't just praise him when the family is all together. Praise him when you're all by yourself. When there's friction or turmoil in the family, that's a good time to pray. That's a good time to praise him. Oh, we like to say, devil, get thee behind me, but you got to put him behind you, and then you got to learn how to step on the devil. I don't know about you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to think about why we are here. We are here to serve the Lord our God. And when we began to think about being a servant for God, don't look at your neighbor. Don't look across the church. But ask yourself the question, what kind of servant am I? What am I contributing to the cause of Christ? You know, there are those of us that come to church all the time and we don't get on any auxiliary, and that's all right. I still want you to come. We got to have somebody to pray for the auxiliaries. There is a job for everybody in the house of the Lord. Everybody might not be a preacher. Everybody not going to be on the deacon board. Everybody don't want to sing on the choir. But there's something for everybody to do. When you find yourself in the house of God and you're not doing nothing, a lot of times you're not feeling nothing. Because when you start feeling something, it gives you a mind to want to do something for the Lord. David said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? See, that's what I love about David. He personalized things. And you got to get personal with it when it comes to you and your walk with God. You got to know that serving the Lord is going to pay off after a while. Sometimes you may get persecuted. You may get talked about. You may get pulled apart. But serve the Lord anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Isn't it good to know where your strength comes from? When you know that all of your strength comes from the God. As a servant for the Lord, you learn and know that many things will happen along the way. Sometimes you don't understand why you got to go through the things you're going through. But I thank God that he is teaching us how to walk by faith. When we walk by faith, we allow the Lord to lead and direct our very path. We understand that it's time for us to serve God with all that we have. Service for the Lord is an ongoing process. There's never a day when there's nothing that needs to be done. If you're a worker of the Lord, you find that every time you turn around, there's something still left undone. We may realize this morning that all of us are different in some way or another. But what brings us together is the covenant, our faith in God. What brings us together and puts us on one accord is the fact that we know God to be God all by himself. We gotta understand that it's not all about being a church member. It's not all about being on any particular missionary ministry. But it's about being about Jesus. It's about learning about the Savior that came to save us from ourselves. It's about learning that there's a time for all things. There's a time for us to go out and do what God would have us to do. When I look here at the gospel according to St. Luke, the Bible tells me, and the Lord God said, who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? The Bible said, blessed is that servant whom the Lord his God, when he cometh, he'll find you so doing. So in other words, what I'm telling you this morning is that if you're working for the Lord, you got to work for God every day of your life. You can't be a sometime Christian. You can't be an every now and then Christian. You can't be one of those that just drop in when you feel like it. But you got to learn how to be faithful unto death. We're talking about serving the Lord our God. When we look here in the gospel according to St. Luke, Jesus began to teach the disciples that there are some things that are going to happen after I leave you. I got to let you know I'm not going to be with you always, but I got to go to another place and finish my journey. But as servants of the Most High God, you got to work for God every chance that you get. You got to know that the Lord will do anything that needs to be done in your life. When I look here in the Word of God, it talks about testing of the servant. If you're a servant of the Almighty God, you'll find that some days you're up and some days you might be down. But whenever you're going through the problems in your life, you got to learn how to turn it over to the Lord our God. I stopped by to tell somebody that serving the Lord will pay off after a while. You might not have your reward right now, but I stopped to tell somebody this morning, be not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. The Bible says take every opportunity to do good unto all mankind, especially unto the household of faith. I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that the Lord our God is on our side. When we celebrate on this stewardship day, God is looking for somebody to work out in the big backyard. I came all week long, and I found out in the big backyard, when we get outside these sacred walls, there's a whole lot of work to be done on the outside. God told us to be servants of all mankind. I want to let you know it's time to tear the walls down. It's time to get rid of all of our differences. It's time to learn how to forgive ye one another. I stopped by to tell somebody that serving the Lord is going to pay off after a while. We found out on last Monday that you got to serve your family. Do you remember that man of Moses? He had a big sister named Miriam that looked after his welfare. Miriam realized, I gotta serve little Moses because he don't know what's getting ready to happen in his life. I'm glad that God got somebody that'll say, I got your back. You can depend on me. I'll be there when you need me to be there. I thank God this morning that I learned how to serve the family. In every family, you got to have a rock. A rock that'll stand because of whatever is going on. You got to go to the rock and tell them that everything is going to be all right. Somebody in the family got to hold things together. We got to learn that the people of God, you got to serve the family while you can. Another thing we found in God's big backyard, you got to serve your friend. Anybody got a friend this morning? For I'm reminded of a man that was paralyzed and could not walk, but he had four friends that looked out for his welfare. You ought to have somebody in your life this morning that'll serve you going in and coming out, that don't mind picking up your body. I told a class on the other night, it's not hard to get six men to carry you down to the grave. But can you find four men that love you enough while the breath is in your body to carry you to get a little bit of help? You better learn how to serve your friend. Then I found out when you're serving God, you got to serve your neighbor. Who is my neighbor? It's not just the ones on my block. But anybody that needs help, that is your neighbor. So I'm reminded of the Good Samaritan that passed by and saw the man laying there. Realized the man needed a little bit of help. Well, there was one of those that are so smart. You know how we think we are so smart? We know everything. That lawyer said, Jesus, Master Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said, you are a scholar. You know the answer, you tell me. The Bible says, he said, love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, with all of thy mind. And then he went one step further. Thy neighbor as thyself. The Bible says that you have answered right. Jesus said, now that you know what to do, go and do just that. I want to know this morning, will you be a good Samaritan? Can you help your brother or your sister? There was a time when we didn't have prejudice so much down in our heart. But we are just as prejudiced as anybody else. There was a time when black was against white. But now blacks are against blacks. Blacks are against the Hispanics. Blacks are against anybody that won't give them a handout. But I stopped to tell you, the Bible says, if you don't work, then you will not eat. Stop looking for a handout and get up off of your stool. Find you something to do. You got to work for the Lord. It does not matter what you might look like. For I found that you got to serve out in the community. There was a man by the name of Zacchaeus, short in stature. But he heard that the Lord was coming that way. The Bible says he climbed up in a sycamore tree. Said, I see the Lord coming down the road. When the Lord got down a long way, he said, Zacchaeus, come down out of that tree. I'm going to your house today. This day you're going to be blessed. This day you're going to be healed of your sickness. You got sickness in your body because you've been mistreating all of God's people. But when God changes your mind and changes your heart, you find that you can do all things. Zacchaeus came back and said, anybody that I've done wrong, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to give back to the community. I'm going to give back everything that I got. If I took something away from you, I'm going to give back full time. That I took away from you. I stopped by to tell you this morning, if you want to hear him say, well done, you got to do something on this side of life. I stopped by to tell somebody that you got to serve God with all of your heart. Serving the Lord is going to pay off after a while. But don't get weary, because everybody don't go with your program. Don't get weary, because you might have to stand by yourself. But the Bible says, in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. So hold on and hold out. Let God have his way. If you're serving the Lord our God, your pay is going to come after a while. Just trust God with all of your heart and give God what is due him. David says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? Serving the Lord is going to pay off after a while. Might not be right now. Some of us are going to be dead and gone, and yet there's still going to be work to be done. But until he comes back, there's much work to be done. Those of you that are stewards in the house of God, I just tell you, just serve God while you have a chance. Serve him, for the Bible say, work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. When you began to think about where you are and then where you could be, how many of you are so glad that you're not where you used to be? God is able. God is willing. God can and will make some changes in your life. But you got to understand that as you serve God, you got to learn how to serve him outside the church. It's all right to praise him in the house, but it's a good thing when you can go out and let your light shine. And when somebody sees Jesus in you, it has a drawing force, and it will draw them closer to thee. One thing I love about the Lord this morning is that he understands everything that we are going through. There are those of us in here, even under the sound of my voice now, that know that you have situations and problems that are weighing you down. But God says this morning, lift up your heads. All you got to do is just let go and let God. But now you got to take it a step further. You got to believe and trust in the power of God. The same power that he was teaching to his disciples, that same thing applies to us today.